So I was reading, I've been reading, you know, we've been going through Romans periodically throughout this season. So season being after Pentecost. So basically like 5 weeks after Easter, 4 weeks, we started Romans. And discovering Paul, hopefully a new light, hopefully not going, Paul is such a heretic, but being challenged by Paul's writings. And I was thinking about how I used to interpret Paul. Because Paul can kind of get a bad rap. Because he's kind of harsh, and he can kind of be anti-woman, and he can be kind of a judgmental at times. And some of his words aren't like the uplifting or building words that we want to hear. So I was thinking, okay, what changed my view of Paul? Has my view of Paul changed? And I was thinking about this. And I thought, you know what's always important is to look at the context of which the time that Paul wrote, who he was writing to, the history, the city, the all that little bits of information that helps us to see the lens of which we view Paul's writings. So if we think about that, and also how, as Lutherans, why Paul is important to us, why do we read the second readings? Because this year, so Paul wrote 13 letters. This year, so this year being from, you know, Advent to Advent, we have 8 of his different readings that we read part of. So I was like, okay, why does the ELCA put his readings if he's this? If he's judgmental, harsh, you know, all these things. Why? Why do we have this? So I was thinking, okay, so the context of which Paul wrote to the Romans, to the Church of Rome. You have to understand, Rome at that time was a superpower. It was going through all these little independent countries and colonizing them. And in this colonization, they were forced to only learn the Greek language, and they were only to worship the Greek gods. That was what Rome wanted. They were going to, in their colonization, they were going to make their money all the same, they were going to make their language all the same, and their gods, the religion, all the same. So you have Christ, who came before this time of when they finally were able to move into the Gentile countries. And he's talking, you know, he's kind of got this new view of the Jewish religion. He's, in some sense, as we know, he's the completion. He paid the burden that God had set on the Jews. He paid that through his death on the cross, through his crucifixion. And he fulfilled these laws and all these things that were written for the Jews. He fulfilled them. And he kind of took a new spin and he spun it in the view of love. So as Paul is writing to these Romans, and if you remember that when you read the letter of Romans, they would read it from the start to the finish all in one day. So there wouldn't be breaks, there wouldn't be chunks that we wouldn't read. We'd read the entire letter, and that would give us the understanding of what he's trying to say throughout the entire letter. So for this time and frame, he's writing to be anti-Roman, to not follow the Roman laws that are telling them one way, but to live a life that Christ has promised us. To live this life of love, of compassion, of grace, of understanding for these people that aren't the same as them. To hold true to their convictions that Christ came and died and in that freed them. Freed them to live life as called to live. To go against this society that's trying to make them all the same. That cast off those that aren't the same, those that are the prostitutes, the the deaf, the, I can't remember what their names are, that's okay. But all these things, these cast-offs of society, Paul is challenging them to love them. Go to the outcast, love them as Christ has loved you. So Paul is really shaking up their world and saying, hold true to these convictions that I am giving you. Hold true to this truth and to be filtered. And the filtering that he's calling them to view is to filter through the faith in God that we have. To focus on the hope in Christ that is given to us. And the love of the Holy Spirit that pours freely into us. And that way we can share it with all those that we come across. So with these filters of faith, hope, and love that Paul is trying to teach to them to get to understand, that helps how we view Romans or all the different letters that he writes, the 13 different letters. When we view them through those lens, it takes away some of that harshness. It kind of helps us to see like, oh, okay. When we view them in this lens, what is the best for us to live as Christ is calling us to live, it makes it not as harsh or as judgmental because we understand the context of where he's coming from. That some things aren't, you know, still relative to our context of today. So to me, that frees it up and gives us this different understanding for us to live. Not only to live, but how we interact with one another and those in society that are different than us. So in a way, enabling us to view the world differently than others. So as Lutherans, and there's this whole series of documents that the Lutheran Church has written lately that, well, lately being probably 2009, but there's still just these amazing documents they've written on different things, human sexuality, marriage, you name it, they've written a document about it. But for us as Lutherans, as we view the world through faith, and we view the world through love and through hope, it gives us a different view. Because some people don't have that same view as us. But we are called to live with that hope and that faith that we have in God. We are called to have that love of the Holy Spirit that pours freely into us to give to others that might not have that love, might not have ever experienced grace, that grace that forgives them unconditionally for the things that they do. It changes our view and enables us to see a world differently, which to me is an amazing gift because otherwise this world just runs us down and tells us you must do this and you must do that, which Christ is saying, no. No, no, no. And it's to me, it's a freedom. To know I don't have to live as my neighbor lives, but yet I can still see them in the light that Christ sees me. And that love that Paul is asking of the Romans, that same love, to love one another, to live honorably as the day, because Christ is nearer to us. That we live with that hope of the resurrection, that hope that Christ is coming again and frees us from the things of this world that are trying to constrict us. It's trying to make us one way when we're all these different puzzle pieces that make a beautiful picture. So my question for us to leave with today is how do we do this? How do we love our neighbors as ourselves when we are encouraged to explore and engage in the world differently with the lens of God's love for us and for all? And how do we learn from our mistakes? How do we give our grace to make mistakes and to learn from them as we are called to do? So those are some questions to think about in this day. Amen.